At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promotion going on right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club, which is a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino, or $250 towards your closing costs, please. Call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender. Speaking of Pinnacle Bank and of Cedars, which is, of course, Give and Link Day tomorrow, we have Jim Blue.
Good morning.
From Cedars back with us. And yep. Doug Gans, Pinnacle Bank, with us in studio.
Good morning, Jake. Good morning, Sip.
It's great
good
to
morning
see you guys.
To you guys. We have guests.
We do. We love having guests in studio. That's why we have built this place downtown, is to have guests in studio. And we want people to stop by today, right now through 9 a.m., because we have Pinnacle Bank is sponsoring coffee on behalf of Cedars for tomorrow's Give to Lincoln Day.
Absolutely. Good morning. We're thrilled to be here with you, Jake.
Take over, guys.
Drip coffee. Come on down. But Jim, tomorrow's the big day. We've been promoting it for well over a month. We've been out there several times. We love being on the front porch at Cedars. We'll be there again tomorrow for Give to Lincoln Day. Walk us through right now. We are less than 24 hours away from being out there. Excitement level? Like what's going through your head right now for tomorrow's Give to Lincoln Day?
This is one of my favorite days of the year.
I understand why.
Because all the other days, what, 363, is that right?
That's how many days there are.
Generally, that we have.
That's the count.
It's been a long year already. 363 days. Mm-hmm. Our team works hard with hundreds of kids every day. And sometimes, in the quiet, no one sees what's going on in the emergency shelter and in the after-school programs in our inner-city elementary schools. But tomorrow, everybody sees. And thanks to you guys coming out on the porch.
Oh, yeah.
It really brings the community together. And that's how the organization was founded nearly 80 years ago, by the community. And we were here then, and we're here today for the kids. So thank you guys.
Are you just an 8-to-5 operation?
He knows the answer to that question.
You know, our emergency shelter, we've got two staff that have worked that graveyard shift. Come in at midnight.
Wow.
And they are 15-year employees.
Really?
Wow.
We call them the vampires.
Yeah.
But it's so important that someone wonderful is there for a scared child at 2 a.m. in the morning.
God.
That may have just been removed from a nasty situation. Yeah. So I have such admiration for that night staff. All of our staff, but that staff who are there at night for the kids. When I wake up, I tend to think of them almost every night.
Clear something up, too. Jake sometimes refers to your front porch as a porch, and sometimes it's a patio. What are we going with?
Porch.
It's a porch. I have a porch. I know it's a porch. My brain says patio. I don't know why. I know it's a porch.
Jake, it's clear enough now.
I love the front porch. Official. I love broadcasting from the front porch. I love being there. Now, we will be showing off something, though, tomorrow, because the funds from we were there 2 years ago at Cedars for Give to Lincoln Day, and that was to build the brand new gym, which I have seen with my own eyes. It is a spectacle. It is beautiful.
We're going to see this.
We're going to document it. We're going to have all sorts of videos and show it off. But Jim, walk us through the process of the funds from that, building the gym, and what that was like in terms when did it get completed?
Well, we're so pleased you folks are coming back again tomorrow to celebrate this.
We're pumped.
There's a message here, which I'm going to get to quickly.
Okay, go for it.
The message is, 2 years ago, when you folks were out there helping us raise the money to do this, it was about what Cedars says they're going to do, they do, Now you're coming back.
Oh.
And you're going to, everybody's going to be seeing this beautiful facility. Mm. Now, I say beautiful. It's a modest-sized facility. There's essentially two rooms, a small little wellness center, and then a gym. Mm-hmm. We built it with a 100-year perspective. It's a wood floor, mm-hmm. concrete block building. Mm-hmm. It's not some cheap thing that's going to last for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But that's the nature of Cedars, too. When you come out this year, I think the message is, see, Cedars said they were going to do this, and they did it for the
yes.
kids. It's what people don't see, that mm-hmm. Cedars is fulfilling its promise to the community every day with hundreds of kids. So Give to Lincoln Day is critically important to us.
So this is evidence.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
A big piece yep. of strong yep. evidence.
Yep. And we have notes here again that in the last year, Cedars served over 2,600 kids and families, over 121,000 nights of care
yep.
at
yep.
Cedars. And Give to Lincoln Day makes a lot of that possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's like those numbers are not massive. You'll see an organization say, oh, we served 35,000 kids this year. Sure. These are kids that are in emergency shelter. Those nights of care, I think, indicate the depth in which we're involved with kids who are really in terrible situations. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge responsibility. We are so thankful to our partners at the Ticket. We are so, so thankful for our partners at Pinnacle Bank for putting on this little reception this morning and for everything they do for the kids at Cedars.
A reminder, Pinnacle Bank is sponsoring coffee so through 9 a.m. So if you are in or around downtown Lincoln, you want some free coffee right now through 9 a.m., please stop by. We're going to give information on Give to Lincoln Day also. You can have a chance to – is there some golf involved here or not?
Well, there's a package.
Doug okay. Gans is
yes,
with
Doug
us,
Doug Gans
too.
With Pinnacle
I'll
Bank.
I'll just interject.
Go ahead,
package. We've been doing this promotion with the Ticket now for a couple of months. It's been very successful. And so we thought it might be kind of fun just to have a little – I'd call it a raffle. We've got a certificate out here that describes the Tatanka package. And this is 2 days of golf
mm-hmm.
for four people, two hotel rooms up at the casino. So a really nice weekend package for golf. You come in, it's just fill out a little form, drop it in the bucket, and then I believe on Give to Lincoln Day, mm-hmm. out at Cedars,
yep.
there may be a drawing.
Oh, yes.
That's a teaser right there.
Yep. So come on out.
Okay. So Sip, put your name on one of those.
No, I'm not eligible, but come out and put your name on.
You can be eligible.
For those eligible.
I just want to also interject.
Go ahead, Doug.
You know, we've been involved with Cedars for a long, long time. Jim's organization, next year, will be celebrating its 80th birthday.
80? Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Founded by Lincoln families,
mm-hmm.
Serving Lincoln families.
Yep.
And it's just a phenomenal organization. Really proud.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
To be involved. So excited for tomorrow and looking forward to being out and seeing the gym.
I think it's important also to know, again, we this is not, it's not the gym is the new part, but we also, you know, helped with the carriage house a couple years ago. That I've seen that before. That is the, can you walk us, for those who don't know the carriage house, what is that? Because that funds were for from Give to Link, they for that in the past too.
Really a unique program. In fact, had a young person who's been in our emergency shelter who just graduated from Lincoln Southeast High School. We had a little graduation party. And she is moving into the carriage house next week to get ready to then move into one of our apartments in the community. She has no family other than Cedars. She's been in our shelter for some time. We were proud and honored to celebrate her high school graduation. Mm. She will move in, and she will work with us to learn the skills of living independently in the community. It's six different apartments. Each one is fully furnished with a dishwasher, washer and dryer, their own thermostat control. And the idea is to teach them what they had no real exposure to, and that's responsible community living. So she'll be with us for however long it takes before she's ready to move safely and successfully into the community. It's a unique program, the Carriage House, that I don't think exists anywhere in the world, Jake. So thank you for making that possible.
Well, it's a beautiful, important thing for Lincoln as well as for Cedars. So, okay, tomorrow we'll be there in the morning, obviously, and all the way through 1 o'clock. And I'm curious, 9:30, there's going to be a celebration at the gym. Walk us through what's happening there.
So you folks will be on the front.
Yes.
Steve, what's that? Patio or a porch? I can't remember.
It's a porch, Jake.
I was saying wrong. So many you know what I'm talking about. It's a porch. My brain says patio. Yep. The porch.
Friends in the ticket will all be on the front porch, yes. Drive by honk. But in the activity center will be the dedication of it. Every new facility we like to give a little blessing to in the beginning. We'll have a board member who is not only an MSW therapist in town for the athletic department and the university, but also a Methodist minister, and he will be giving the blessing. But Congressman Flood will be there to say a few words. Senator Bozeman will be there, and hopefully we can convince her to say a few words. That should be pretty easy. We'll just kick it off the next 100 years tomorrow morning at 9:30.
It's nice to hear you say the next 100 years.
Yep.
That indicates a level of stability that's right. Appealing.
Well, Steve, you know, we've mentioned next year is our 80th birthday.
80th?
1947 in February.
Wow.
According to an article from the Lincoln Journal and Star from 1947.
Generally trustworthy.
Yes. our founder, Reverend Charles Danner, had a house out in North West Lincoln, 15th and Benton, and the very first client was a 14-year-old child who was living out here in front of your studio.
Really?
Wow.
In February.
Really?
14-year-old kid in February, and he convinced that child to come out from the weather and join him and his wife in his home. And so the story goes from there. Within a month, their place was full.
Really?
Yep. And then the Sertoma Cub of Lincoln adopted what the Danners were doing. Okay. And then 2 years, we are out there in the country, clear out in the country at 66 and Pioneers.
Yeah.
Which
wow.
Is,
so it
that's the
city's growing around it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, but right out here in front of your studio.
Wow.
80 years ago, nearly.
We're joined by Jim Blue from Cedars and Doug Gans from Pinnacle Bank. Someone says on YouTube, reminder, we have a lot of people that listen to us that are not in the area. They love to stop by. They love to be part of this. Chris says, how can people out of town donate and then also maybe get into the raffle for Tatanka? How is that? Is that possible?
Let's start out with Lincoln Community Foundation.
Okay.
Okay.
And
thank
give
you,
to Lincoln Day. Year 15. There should be a shout-out to the Lincoln Community Foundation.
100%.
It is really remarkable. Started by Barb Bartle when she was head of the Lincoln Community Foundation. I believe over the 15-year time frame, they will tell you they've raised $75 million through Give to Lincoln Day.
Jeez.
So we tell people, if you're not in the Lincoln market and you want to help Cedars with this project, you can jump on givetolincoln.com. www.givetolincoln.com. That'll take you right into the Lincoln Community Foundation website.
That's right.
Donate, and that'll run you then into you can Google Cedars then, or put in Cedars' name, and it'll take you right to the spot where you can donate to Cedars.
Perfect.
We've already, my wife Susie and I have already made our donation.
You
to
have?
Cedars, and she already knows what her budget is for tomorrow morning to give to all of her other favorite human service organizations in the community.
It should be known that you can go donate right now. Obviously, tomorrow is the day, but if you want to jump ahead and donate now, you can
That's
go.
Job,
it's open at givetolincoln.com. Select Cedars on that.
Yep.
So, again, we love to have all the funds come in tomorrow. And we love the front porch because we love hearing the people drive by, honk their horn, stop by, and deliver some cash or a check, and then drive off. And that's just that's fun. That's that's high energy, and that's the power of Cedars with the ticket combined.
Yep. And one of the really cool things about Give to Lincoln Day, and I don't think we can emphasize this enough, is it's such a unique opportunity because of the matching fund that Lincoln Community Foundation has put together. So any gifts generates additional support for the services of the nonprofit community in Lincoln. And your worldwide audience here, my nephew lives west of Kearney.
Okay.
Every time I make an appearance on your show, I get a message from him.
Okay.
He does.
Yes.
Well, you're doing good today.
And
he goes every time.
And by the way, Jake.
Yes.
Give to Lincoln Day /Cedars. It'd be very easy for you to support us. That's my nephew, Jake.
No. Oh.
That's my nephew, Jake.
Yes. He should support.
I will be supporting.
No, his nephew.
Oh, his nephew. Okay. Well, I was.
And you, Jake.
I will be supporting. I support every year, too.
I already assumed you.
Jake's on the spot.
I am on. Well, listen, I always support for Give to Lincoln Day. I really do.
You guys are great.
We're joined by Jim Blue and Doug Gann. So, again, tomorrow, 6 a.m., please join us on the porch. If you can't be there at 6, join us, anytime throughout the whole morning and the afternoon. We'd love to see you out there.
Doug and Jim, thank you for coming in here.
Sip, thank you.
We appreciate
awesome. Everything you do here at the Ticket.
You guys take time out of your day to do this, and we really appreciate it.
Reminder, through 9 a.m., we've got free coffee sponsored by Pinnacle Bank on behalf of Cedars for Give to Lincoln Day. Please stop by. Bring your friends.
Meet Jim Blue.
Thank you. Meet the whole Cedars crew. Kristen, we got Tina, we got Adrian out there.
Yep.
I want to see you.
I appreciated that bit of history. I had no idea how that started out.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear more about that tomorrow.
Okay, well, I got another history story for you, too, about 66 and Pioneers and what it was before Cedars out there.
You will appear on our show
as a teaser
and give us more history.
Oh, fascinating.
All right.
We love to hear it. GiveToLincoln.com. Select Cedars. We hope to see you there tomorrow again. Donate today. Stop by for free coffee till 9 a.m. Jim, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Doug,
appreciate
you as well.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you a ton.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.